Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Tyler Smith. The scripture is Luke chapter 19, verses 29 through 48. The familiar phrase, "if these walls could talk," is often used to express the idea that if a particular place or building could reveal the things that happened within its walls, it would have fascinating stories to tell. But by their very definition, walls are limited. They generally can't move from the place they were built and rely on stories taking place within their confines. The people and events must come to them, and as the expression goes, those stories usually remain hidden or lost to time. Today's reading about Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday evokes the opposite idea. Even though it appears the events of Palm Sunday were not recorded contemporaneously by a scribe or historian, we have multiple sources documenting and reflecting on the magnitude of the occurrence. This story was not lost to time, but is preserved and reflected upon annually the week before Easter in churches throughout the world. Some messages simply cannot be silenced or forgotten. Jesus' entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday is described in all four Gospels, and it is interesting to see what each writer chose to emphasize. All four Gospels describe a parade-like scene with the crowds greeting Jesus like a king. Yet all four note that Jesus arrived humbly, riding a donkey and fulfilling an Old Testament prophecy as a prince of peace, not riding a war horse like a conquering military leader. In Luke's version, the second part of the crowd's greeting to Jesus, "peace in heaven and glory in the highest," parallels the earlier story following Jesus' birth when the angels appear to the shepherds praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." While only the Gospel of John specifically mentions palm branches being waved, in the Gospels of Mark and Matthew, we see the familiar shouts of, "Hosanna," and "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Luke doesn't mention palms being waved or the shouts of Hosanna, but interestingly, Luke is the only gospel that talks about stones. Jesus mentions stones in the Luke narrative in response to a request from some of the Pharisees in the crowd who asked Jesus to stop his followers from creating such a scene. While we might be quick to accuse these Pharisees of jealousy and being threatened by Jesus' clear authority, the note that they addressed Jesus as teacher should give us some pause. It seems likely that these Pharisees were legitimately afraid that the proclamations of Jesus entering Jerusalem as a king might dangerously draw the attention of the occupying Roman authorities and get them more involved in the lives of Jewish people than they already were. But Jesus responds to the Pharisees by saying, "I tell you, if these people were silent, the stones would shout out." Bible scholars have noted that Jesus appears to be quoting from the prophet Habakkuk, who was writing during a time of great distress in Israel's history approximately 6 centuries earlier, when Jerusalem was on the verge of being conquered by the Babylonian Empire. The prophet Habakkuk cried out to God and asked for deliverance from the oppressors of God's people and was told by God that eventually deliverance was coming. God says to Habakkuk that the very stones will cry out from the wall and the plaster will respond from the woodwork. In both instances, referencing the crying of the stones, it seems that, if needed, God will use any animate or inanimate objects in all of creation to correct the injustices of sin visited on God's people. As we learn about 1 week later, that correction and the ultimate overcoming of sin comes through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. If the walls at Concord United Methodist Church could talk following the upcoming Palm Sunday service, I have no doubt they would discuss people singing heartfelt praises to God, hearing wonderful sermons, and seeing adorable kids walking in a somewhat confused manner down the aisles waving palm branches. With this, I have no doubt God will be most pleased. The real question is what the walls of our home and heart might say the rest of the week leading up to Easter. Hopefully, our walls, like the stones, will cry out a similar testimony authenticating our faith and our appreciation for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your compassionate and generous heart. Thank you for Jesus, our Savior and substitute. Thank you that He enters our messy story and takes all that is ours and gives us all that is His. As we come to Easter, awaken our hearts and call us back to Jesus again. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.